Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this guy, I got to tell you what, we've had a lot of people on this show that are brave, that are courageous, that are nuts, but this guy, I mean, wait till you hear about this guy. Bertie Gregory, National Geographic explorer and award-winning filmmaker. He's got a brand new series streaming exclusively on Disney Plus starting tomorrow, and he takes viewers to remote corners of the planet. I mean, remote, to witness the most astonishing, never before seen wildlife moments in animals up close with Bertie Gregory. And he joins us here on the National Defense. Bertie, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
So how would you describe yourself? Brave, courageous, or nuts?
I would go with none of those three things. I would go with animal lover.
Animal lover.
I think key to my job is being able to read animal behavior so I can get close to these animals on their terms. So when I am out in the wild looking at animal behavior, I'm reading their body language just like you or I would if we walked into a bar. You know, you've got to read the group. Who's angry? Who's sad? Who's aggressive? Who's fun? We do the same thing with wild animals.
Oh, I love that. And Bertie, what is your background? You know, our show is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And I mean, I don't know if you were in the military, but you certainly could have been.
No, I've never been in the military. I grew up being obsessed with the ocean and with wildlife. Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to work with National Geographic for the last 10 years. And my start with them was assisting one of their magazine photographers, a guy called Steve Winter. He kind of opened his arms to me as an assistant to him, and that was my gateway into the National Geographic family.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, this six-part series, it was filmed over 219 days. I mean, this is like a year's worth of work in Antarctica, Galapagos Islands, Botswana, Patagonia, Indonesia, and the Central African Republic. I assume you've had all your shots.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time in the medical room, both before and after shoots. When we were in the Central African Republic filming forest elephants, we're in it's part of the Congo Basin, and there's a lot of creepy crawlies and insects that really don't want you to be there. So I definitely came back with some funky things in my system. You mentioned military, and actually we have the military to thank for a lot of our camera technology that we're using out on these shoots. In the Central African, we were using a military-grade thermal imaging camera, which was allowing us to film elephants at night in the pitch dark. And one of the coolest things was, which I hadn't even thought of, is this camera sees white as hot and cold as black. And we pointed it at the elephants for the first time and noticed that in their ears, this thermal imaging camera showed us the pattern of their blood vessels in their ears.
Oh, wow.
It looked like kind of a river delta in their ears. And this is how elephants shed heat. When they get really hot, they shunt their warm blood into their ears and then flap their ears. But yeah, we could see that pattern of blood vessels using this bit of military tech.
Oh, that is so cool. And, well, I mean, all of these different kind of animals that you've kind of feature on the program, one really stood out for me, the Botswana wild dogs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so these wild dogs are absolutely magic. They're one of the fastest animals on the African continent. They hunt at more than 40 miles an hour. And they're really cool because they work together so well as a team, as a family. And we were following a pack of 11 adults. They had 14 unbelievably cute pups. Super cute little pups. And as I said, they're all about teamwork. And you know, we saw one of the members of the pack who was called O'Malley. He got injured during a warthog hunt, and the rest of the pack, even though he couldn't walk, looked after him. They brought him food. They licked his wounds. It was really cool to see that they really care about each other. And you know, it's all about the protection and survival of the pups for the pack.
Oh, that is so cool. We're talking to National Geographic explorer and award-winning filmmaker Bertie Gregory here in the National Defense. His new six-part series, Animals Up Close with Bertie Gregory, all episodes streaming exclusively on Disney Plus starting tomorrow. And, yeah, so, Bertie, I guess you've known this for quite a long time with your studies of animals, but it does seem like, you know, when you break everything down, they're not so unlike humans, right?
Totally. I mean, people always want to know how smart are wild animals. And for our Antarctica episode, we went in search of a very special group of killer whales. There's only 100 of them in existence. And they have figured out that they can access seals that are resting out water on chunks. As a team, they create a wave with their bodies to wash the seal off the ice and into the water. This technique they master over decades of training, passing the culture down through the generations. And, you know, they're not born knowing how to do this. They're members of the pod and train just like a professional athlete would over decades to make these waves big enough to wash seals off of pieces of ice.
Wow, that is fascinating. And now you did some diving too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Again, we were utilizing another cool bit of military technology, the rebreather. So unlike traditional scuba diving equipment, a rebreather doesn't make any bubbles. So it means that we're silent underwater, and that is useful for sneaking up on your enemy. It's also useful for sneaking up on wild animals. So, yeah, it also allows us to stay down for much longer than scuba equipment because it's recycling your air. So we were doing 3-4 hour dives at a time, trying to get close to sharks and sea lions and all kinds of animals.
Man, we have come such a long way from Marlon Perkins and Mutual of Omaha. Sending Jim out to wrestle an alligator while Marlon Perkins talks to the camera. I mean, this is so fascinating to me that this is your work and to be able to do that. And to go out and really kind of put yourself out there, what is the closest you've come to, maybe an unfortunate situation with an animal?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think it's quite a common question. And my answer would be really, despite, I think, what most people think, the wild animals are not the most dangerous thing on the shoots. It's people or the physical environment. Probably the closest call we had on this project was in the Galapagos. We were trying to film marine iguanas, which are like a mini Godzilla. They're about 3 or 4 feet long. They eat seaweed, and the biggest iguanas go for the best seaweed patches, which are where the currents and the waves are the biggest. So these little iguanas, they're like pro surfers. They can duck dive under 10-foot waves. So we wanted to go in the waves with them to film them doing that. Let's just say the iguanas are much better in the waves than I am, despite a childhood of surfing. We had a big set of waves come in while we were underwater. I got ripped off in one direction. Jeff, the person filming me, got ripped off in another direction. And there I was hanging onto a rock with one hand, my camera in the other hand, with zero visibility because there was just bubbles and ripping currents everywhere. And I really started to question my life choices.
Yes.
We got away with it, and it made good TV, so it all worked out.
Yeah, you know, Bertie, it's so great to hear, especially in this time that we're in right now, where everybody is a little bit protective, a little bit timid. Got to make sure that have all of our things on before we go out. And here you are in, Galapagos, Botswana, Patagonia. I mean, I'm afraid to go to Cleveland.
Well, to be honest, I'd say that place is probably a lot more dangerous than the wild places I go to. I think really key is it's all about being comfortable, and that comes through experience and preparation. And we, although we are, I guess, in potentially dangerous situations, all the risks are very calculated. One of the best parts about my job is that as well as getting to work with cool animals, I get to work with cool people. In Antarctica, when we're sailing across the Drake Passage, which is the roughest bit of ocean on Earth, and, the boat is pushing through pieces of ice, we're working with the best boat captains in the world. In that case, we were with an Australian called Ben Wallace, who's been going to Antarctica in his sailboat for decades. And so, yeah, that's really the key is surround yourself with cool people, make sure you're really well prepared, and it all will be good.
That is so cool. I can't wait to see this. Animals Up Close with Bertie Gregory, all episodes streaming exclusively on Disney Plus starting tomorrow. Bertie, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the series.
Thanks for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.